market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
Welcome, welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner NCHV, National Coalition of Homeless Veterans. November is National Veterans Military Families Appreciation and Caregiver Month. Today is Saturday, November 21st, 2020. The host is Cliff Kelly. I am the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. And we have the executive producer, Glenda Smith, digital media producer, Manny Carazzari, assistant digital media producer, Al Greer. Today we are here with a couple of special panelists. They're going to be talking about the impact of homelessness and on veterans' experiences during the holiday seasons. And I'm going to introduce the first panelist. Catherine Monet is the Chief Executive Officer of the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. Ralph Cooper is the Community and Residential Veteran Services Coordinator, Cloudbreak Houston LLC, and co-founder of National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to start out with Catherine and tell us a little bit about what's going on right now, especially during the holiday seasons. We're facing, you know, Thanksgiving and, you know, other holidays coming up, Christmas, New Year's. What's going on in this COVID situation, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us. It's always a joy to join you for the monthly show. You know, the holiday season is always a time for reflection, and I think to some degree, one of the contributing factors to someone's homelessness is not necessarily having a close-knit group of people who you can call on for assistance or people you can rely on, whether that's family, friends, what have you. And, you know, around the holiday season, especially when everybody is really gathering and enjoying their family, enjoying time with friends, it can be really hard, right? Knowing that you're, you know, sort of trying to find your hope, reestablish your life, and, you know, everyone else has something in someone and you're, you know, still in this place of transition. And so it can be really hard. I think this year especially will be a challenge just because of some of the, you know, social distancing requirements and some of the things that, you know, these places that are operating shelter or permanent supportive housing need to do to keep people safe. There's not as much opportunity to gather together. There's not as much opportunity to bring in volunteers. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of folks are really grappling with how, you know, you still make these veterans feel celebrated, how you still acknowledge their service and their need for connection. Yes. And even how you kind of help them manage their mental health.
Oh, yes. You know, and it's especially important now. You know, we have many veterans who are living in VA facilities as well, and veterans who are living in their regular home environments. But it's especially tough for people who are homeless, right? Because you know, we talk about, you know, social distancing and all those kinds of things, but sometimes, you know, your very survival depends on your ability to reach out and to touch people. And this makes it, I can imagine, much more difficult for those people who are homeless right now. And Ralph, why don't you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you're seeing out there and how this is affecting our veterans?
Well, you know, at the facility that we work with in Houston, we have about 500 previously homeless veterans on site. Okay. Even though they're in housing now, a lot of them feel isolated, especially during this COVID situation, where if someone comes up positive, then we have to quarantine them for 14 days, and then they have to, you know, of course, we're constantly testing. And during this, especially Thanksgiving, I think that's one of the times when veterans really that especially those alienated from their families really feel that need to be able to connect and contact with someone close to them. And so, you know, you are absolutely correct in your assessment that that is a real, real big problem. One of the things that happens when men and women who served our nation, you know, it starts off in the military where you're away from home. And you really look forward to coming back to the world if you've been overseas, or coming home to visit mom and relatives. Mm-hmm. And so this carries on into the veteran status. All of a sudden, you're homeless. You don't have anywhere to stay for whatever the reason is. And you'll have to adapt to that life on the street or underneath the bridge or what have you. And then here we come along and we say, hey, we can provide housing, and the government will pay three quarters of your rent if you qualify. So we have these situations now where we can't even allow families to come and visit because of this COVID. You know, so, and they can travel here in Texas. You know, we can't go to a lot of the cities and places, even if you have the funds to travel. So it's really a major problem. And what the National Coalition with Ms. Monet, we try to come up with methods and ways in which we can make some sort of contact possible. So. Yes. We do a lot of telephoning and make the website available so that people can find a way to connect.
Yes, that's phenomenal. That's some really incredible work you're doing, you know, for our veterans and their families, because they're connected to people too. And even if you're homeless, doesn't mean that you are familyless, you know. That you don't have friends, that you don't have people who care about you, and even your co-service members that, you know, you serve with. You know, Catherine, you know, one of the things, as a CEO of the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans, it occurred to me, you know, we sometimes think of everything being the same no matter where you are, but throughout the country we have different geographic regions. We have people who are going through forest fires in California, floods in Louisiana, you know, hurricanes in Florida. We have the snow and ice coming into the Midwest. So as a national person, on a national level, you must see such a variety of needs across the country. It's not, you know, just one size fits all, right?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, when it comes to disasters, even when it comes to COVID response, because, you know, it hasn't just been one consistent wave across the country, right? Different communities are peaking at different times, and it's allowed other communities to really learn from, you know, their experience and their expertise and to be better off for it.
Yeah. So how what can veterans do, you know, to assist you, or what can the general population do to assist the homeless veterans? Is there, you know, a website, a phone number? Is there a way that they can actually get involved in making sure that our veterans at least get food and get some support during this time?
Yeah. So I think one of the first things that I'd say is to stop by NCHV's website. It's www.nchv.org. If you're interested in getting involved on a national level, that's where you can really learn more about what NCHV does and figure out how to reach us, or if you are so inclined to push that donate button, you can do that. There is also on our website a listing of organizations across the country that are serving veterans experiencing homelessness. And some of them are providing employment services, some of them are operating shelters, some of them are providing permanent supportive housing like Mr. Cooper's facility. And I think one of the best things to do in your community is to actually reach out to the local facility serving veterans mm-hmm. and ask them what they need, because I think that can vary a lot. I mean, I've heard from some of our members who are looking for food donations. Others are looking for, you know, volunteers to do activities via Zoom with their veterans who are cooped up and getting restless. And there's just a wide variety of need. Mm-hmm. And without understanding what's needed in the local area, I think it's probably a little bit harder to help. But you'd be surprised sometimes at how simple the needs actually are in your community and how easy it is to fulfill them yourself.
Yes, you know, and, you know, there was a comment made, you know, on an earlier show about the unemployment rate for veterans right now. And we're seeing veterans, you know, losing jobs, and the percentage is, like, really astounding, you know, how it's increased recently. And that means that it's not just the veteran, but many times they have families, right? They have children, they have a spouse, you know, and, you know, significant other. And that can be just, you know, earth-shattering to people. So right now, what would you say to employers as far as making sure that veterans, you know, receive some benefits, even if they are, you know, in this situation of potentially losing a job? You know, what can be done, or, you know, there's a, you know, Department of Employment Security in many states. But, you know, how can people get restabilized? Because it seems like we're just going off the edge of a cliff sometimes with, you know, the number of people who can end up in this situation.
Well, you know, the real unfortunate reality is, mm-hmm. I mean, people watch TV and they see the numbers right. of people who are in the food line.
Yes.
Never mind
yes.
getting
yes.
Some assistance, getting money. Food to eat
right.
has now become almost a luxury as opposed to the commodity and that they should have available to them. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's no magic to this. Everybody has to try to do what they can to help out. So
yeah.
we don't have the answer, because if that were the case, we wouldn't be in this situation. With the COVID, with what's going on the national level, with you spoke about unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Come the day after Christmas, it's going to be over for folks who are receiving unemployment benefits that they received from the last stimulus. So, you know, it's really a critical situation. And what Ms. Monet was sharing was, if you're out there and you want to contribute to the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans, and you want to get on the website and find organizations within your community that help veterans, that you can participate with or contribute to get the help to them. I know for Thanksgiving we have churches and some institutions that are coming providing food to Cloudbreak Houston.
Yes.
They're donating things coming up for Christmas. They're going to be also contributing. But this is not, you know, this is the most serious thing I've ever seen. And I, you know, and mm-hmm. if God spares me, I'll be 80 in July.
Oh,
and so this is the worst I've ever seen with this pandemic, mm-hmm. with unemployment, with people getting evicted from their home,
yes.
with homeless on the rise again,
right.
with veterans committing suicide. It's just overwhelming.
Yes, and then we're coming up to that time clock, right, where the evictions, I think there's a certain amount of protection in place until the end of December. But, you know, people are going to start getting into that line where they have to start paying this, you know, money back, you know, to and, you know, you have people who are renting properties and all that, and they have to, you know, they have their bills coming in and they're getting, you know, pushed aside, but it,
right.
you know that need for that stimulus. You know, our congressional members need to be acting quickly.
Absolutely correct.
Yes, and
that's what we can ask our listeners to do. Mm-hmm. Get in touch with your congressional folks. Tell them that, you know, let's get this stimulus done on the, both on the representative side and on the Senate side.
Right.
This is no time to dally on and go through. I know we're trying to fix a lot of stuff, but this can happen and can happen quickly.
Yes, yes. So how is it affecting your operations right now? You know, Catherine, you know, what do you see as being your major challenges right now? Is it, you know, the fiscal side? Is it trying to get service workers? Because even now we have people who are, you know, for example, you know, in the healthcare system, people are not doing elective procedures like they used to before, and people are not going in for routine screenings, and you know, and the healthcare force is being shifted into so many different directions, and I'm not sure if that's happening on the same level with the people who normally provide these services, who are your workers who are out there, you know, working with people boots on ground.
I think there are some changes that organizations that serve veterans are seeing. I mean, We've been lucky in that at least my office and the budget that I have doesn't necessarily cover anyone who is a direct service provider. Mm-hmm. So in terms of our operations, what we've been seeing a lot more of is calls on our toll-free referral line, 1-800-VET-HELP, and those calls have increased dramatically, and they tend to spike around the end of the month, on Fridays, right before holidays, but now it seems like the spikes are sort of tied to the end of unemployment or, you know, the end of the eviction moratoriums. And so I am bracing myself for what will happen come January 1, yes. You know, when unemployment ends, when some of these eviction moratoriums end, because, you know, we're seeing in some places in the news that they're talking about, you know, just tenants in general in this country have amassed something like $84 million in unpaid rent, and that's a lot of money. Yes. If you don't have a job, how do you recover from that? But getting back down to the provider level, I think there are some real impacts when you think about the way that some of these organizations are funded from their federal grants, right? So for some of the shelter providers, they get paid from VA based on how many people they have in the shelter on any night. So if you've only got 10 people, well, you normally would have 30, but you can't put that many in that space. You're pulling in less revenue and having to figure out the staffing and some of the structure for that. And, you know, they've been lucky that VA has waived some of the caps on their program so that they can pay them a little bit more. But I think we're still seeing that some of those increased costs are going to be really hard for these providers.
You know, you bring up a really important point. Because, you know, I wasn't even thinking about that particular angle on that. But if you do have, you know, limited number of people who can be within one of your facilities, those other people you just can't accept, right? So they're basically still homeless. And what's the plan B, you know, from the federal government side, right?
So, there has been a lot of flexibility that's been created within programs, and I think that's one testament to VA's ability to innovate and their desire to serve veterans, right?
Okay.
So they are able to use their grant funds now to, you know, procure hotel and motel space to space people out a little bit better, but that's only for the duration of the public health crisis.
Okay.
So, you know, come the end of the public health crisis, when you still need to space people out potentially just as a preventive measure, you may not necessarily have that luxury, and then you'll sort of be back at square one figuring this all out.
Yeah, that makes sense, because even with the vaccine, we have two really promising vaccines now. You know, 95% reported about 94.6%, 95%. But, you know, you have Pfizer and you have Moderna out there, and other vaccines coming online. But even with that, they're saying that you still have to use your mask and socially distance once you've been vaccinated down the road, because you still have about a 5% chance of, you know, potentially getting the virus. And so they're still recommending.
They're talking about having that available for any kind of real hit for the public. When, you know, the emergency piece is going to go in, probably rather rapidly, but they're talking about April, May.
April, May.
So,
that's right.
You know, so we're still, in the same bind. I mean, it's not you.
Yes.
What it's going to increase up until that point, and so it gets to be where you just have to try to find little niches where you can be of some help. I mean, the VA has now, at one time they weren't even letting people come into the VA, but now you can go in, you have to see the people outside first. It's sort of like the 3 hours outside where they do your temperature and then you're directed directly to an area. It's still practicing, just like you said, they still have to have their mask and they have to practice their distancing. But at least now people can get into the VA. It's still, you know, I don't know how much you know about the VA, but it's still a process to go through. Just after you get in, it's not going to happen quickly. You may have to be there for hours and hours once you're in.
Right. But it sounds like, you know, the homeless issue needs to be part of that transition team planning, right, for the Biden administration, that there needs to be a seat at the table for this NCHV, you know, to make sure that these homeless veterans are actually addressed as part of the mass vaccination plan and make sure that within the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, we don't know how long this is going to take to, you know, unfold. And you need to be sitting at the table with that transition team planning for our veterans. But we're running out of time. We actually have a special announcement.
Well, hello, Mr. Ralph and Mrs. Catherine. This is Glenda. How are you guys?
Hi.
How are you?
Blessed. Thank you. Great show. Great show. And we're so blessed to be partnered with the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans. Great work that you do on behalf of the veterans and military population. Kudos. In lieu of homeless veterans, America's Heroes Group has partnered with Chris and Sheila Kennedy of Top Box Foods, along with Congressman Danny Davis. And we're happy to announce callers. We need 8 callers today. We need 8 callers because we will be on hiatus next week, taking a break. Dr. Arnold, Cliff, and myself, a much-needed break for Thanksgiving. So we'll have a repeat show for next Saturday. So we need 8 callers to call in now. Please call in until 6 o'clock to win Top Box Foods giveaway from Top Box Food on behalf of Chris and Sheila Kennedy and Congressman Danny Davis. And that's in lieu of what we're seeing on TV. Yes. The lines, the cars, the people, yes, because of the lack of leadership from the White House, this has caused this type of detriment throughout our country. People are hungry. People are out of work, which means it's going to be even more difficult this holiday season to try to enjoy the holiday. So please, callers, we need 8 callers. We need 8 callers to call 773-591-1690 and win a Top Box Holiday Box Food giveaway from Chris and Sheila Kennedy of Top Box Foods and Congressman Danny Davis. Yay, yay, yay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very good.
Yes, yes. And another exciting announcement. Cliff and Dr. Arnold, and we are always thinking of ways in terms of community outreach, how we can participate and give back. So I need 1 caller, and you have to be a veteran with proof of DD-214 or a family member to win $1,000 on behalf of America's Heroes Group. Yes. And that's in order to help pay some bills and just help you sort of just to help get through, to help get through. Please call 773-591-1690. Dr. Arnold, what number caller will win that?
That will be number 3.
Oh, lucky number caller 3. You have to be a veteran or a family member. You have to have proof of DD-214. Thank you for listening to America's Heroes Group. Dr. Arnold, you have 1 minute. You can still speak to the fabulous Mr. Raff and Mrs. Catherine.
Oh, yes, we can. You know, actually, one of the things I wanted to say is that we you know, the NCHV .org and you know, any other you know, number that you'd like to give or website, I want people to call in. And you know, this is a holiday season, and I can't sit at the table and eat food and think about my veteran brothers and sisters who are out there. It's my entire family. Any person who's worn a uniform, whether it be Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, even Coast Guard, if you're homeless, we need to be supporting you. So please go to nchv.org and make your contributions to a good cause. You have some good people on the phone. And our partner, Catherine Monet and Ralph Cooper, thank you so much for what you do.